Hello and welcome to our service for Christ the King, the last Sunday of the church's year. Our service begins with an opening prayer, followed by the gospel reading, then a reflection on the reading, some intercessions and a blessing. We begin with a prayer. Almighty God, you have conferred upon Christ Jesus sovereignty over every age and nation. Direct us in the love of Christ to care for the least of his brothers and sisters, that we may be subject to his dominion and receive the inheritance of your kingdom. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand, and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it for one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those at his left hand, 'You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?' Then he will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it for one of the least of these, you did not do it for me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." Here ends the reading. It is fitting that on this last Sunday of the church year we should think about the last judgment, the end of the age. The theme of this Sunday is Christ the King. Christ will be King at the end of the age, but he is also King now, having gone back to the Father at the Ascension. This feast is a fairly recent invention, dating back to 1925, when it was instituted by Pope Pius XI. In 1969, it was moved to the very end of the church year, where it is now. Writing in 1921, in the aftermath of the First World War, Pius XI noted that while there had been a cessation of hostilities, there was no true peace. Even the Treaty of Versailles in 1919, which took 6 months to negotiate, didn't really settle things. Pius deplored the rise of class divisions and unbridled nationalism, and held that true peace can only be found under the kingship of Christ as Prince of Peace. He writes an encyclical in 1922, "For Jesus Christ reigns over the heart, over the minds of individuals by his teachings, in their hearts by his love, in each one's life by the living according to his law and the imitating of his example." He came back to the idea of Christ as King in his encyclical Quas Primas in 1925, which instituted today's feast. He quotes with approval Cyril of Alexandria, noting that Jesus' kingship was given him by the Father and was not obtained by violence. he writes, Christ has dominion over all creatures, a dominion not seized by violence nor usurped, but his by essence and by nature. In this feast, he wanted to remind Christians that their allegiance is to their spiritual rule in heaven, as opposed to earthly supremacy. Pope Benedict XVI has remarked that Christ's kingship is not based on human power, but on loving and serving others. In the last teaching section of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus teaches about the end of the world and the last judgment. This last teaching section puts in context what Jesus had said in the first teaching section in chapter 7. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Chapter 7, verse 21. The story also foreshadows his resurrection appearance, what he says to his disciples at the very end of Matthew's Gospels. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. In today's Gospel story, the nations are assembled before him, and he separates them into two categories, like sheep and goats. Those who have looked after the hungry and the ill are sent to inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Jesus says, I was hungry and you gave me food, thus establishing total identity between himself and the poor and needy. He says, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. The others he will send into the eternal fire, for they have ignored the hungry and the ill. They will question him and ask him when it was that they ignored Jesus when he was hungry or ill. And he will reply, truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. This is at the heart of the Church's social teaching, and why the Church over the centuries has established hospitals, schools, food banks, social services, and many other ministries. Faith in action is what the Church is about, not faith alone. It is the obligation of anyone who wants to call themselves a disciple of Christ. It's a bold thing to identify yourself as a disciple of Christ. If Christ is King, then we need to live under his kingship and allow ourselves to be shaped for his kingdom. In these coronavirus times, we see a rise in inequality and a rise in suffering. There is all kinds of suffering, as well as physical suffering. There is insecurity, financial insecurity, housing insecurity, food insecurity, educational insecurity. There is mental and spiritual suffering from isolation and loneliness. As disciples of Christ, our King, may we show our faith in action as we minister in his name to the world around us. We bring our prayers to our Heavenly Father, who has appointed the Lord Jesus Christ to rule over all. And we pray, Lord, that your Church may ever live under your rule. We pray for those who are called to proclaim the coming of the kingdom, and for each of us in our own areas of responsibility and service. Give us the courage and strength for this work, and grant us your gracious protection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the nations of the world, remembering especially international organisations that help us get along with each other. The United Nations, the European Community, NATO and other international bodies. Guide them with your hand and help them to promote the ways of peace and justice. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for rulers and for all in authority, especially in these last few years we've been having a rise of populist leaders who have created greater divisions and animosity. We pray that they may live in humility, may acknowledge the glory of your majesty, and may serve with faithfulness and compassion those over whom they rule. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have not heard the good news of Jesus Christ or not heard it properly, for those who are confused, those who have lost hope, those who misunderstand, those who live in ignorance, We pray that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ may illuminate their hearts and guide them on the path to salvation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the sick and the suffering, for those who awake each day in pain or fear, and we pray especially for those who are a long way down on waiting lists that seem to grow week by week at the moment. Give them patience, Lord. Give them relief from their suffering, and may they be encouraged by the knowledge of your coming kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give thanks, Lord, for the faithful of past times, for the saints who now praise you on your heavenly throne, and our loved ones who have gone before us. Restore them according to your will to the fullness of humanity in Jesus Christ, that they may rejoice in the light of your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give us fortitude and patience as we look forward to the day when people will come from east and west, from north and south, and join together with the saints and angels in the praise of your name and in the hope of the coming of glory in Jesus Christ, your Son, our Saviour. Amen. Looking for the coming of your kingdom, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. We conclude our service with a blessing. May God the Father, Judge all-merciful, make us worthy of a place in his kingdom. Amen. May God the Son, coming among us in power, reveal in our midst the promise of his glory. Amen. May God the Holy Spirit make us steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and constant in love. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be upon us and remain with us always. Amen.